when you're going to Mass on a Saturday evening, you don't expect something like this to happen, let's be honest about it. I mean, the last thing you're thinking when you're parking up to go into the chapel is that, oh, hold on a minute, I better hide this bag under the seat, or, you know, I better take this bag with me because somebody's going to come and smash the windscreen and get in and take it. I mean, that's not what you expect when you go to a place of worship, and it's not something you expect anywhere at all. You know, this is not something that we should have to be dealing with. Mm. And it's, I think that's the mindset of these people that we have to realise and get used to, because unfortunately we've seen quite a number of these incidents over the last few months. We've had a spate of burglaries and thefts along the border area, and unfortunately that's the reality that we need to face at the minute, and we need to be taking those extra precautions that we shouldn't really need to be taking. Mm. You know, it's not as if we're living in a major city where we have a crime epidemic, but unfortunately that's the reality that we need to face.
And what happens is valuables, phones with pictures on or memories on, or, you know, keepsakes in handbags or whatever they're being held in, those are the things that end up being lost and discarded for a few quid here or there. And phones, you know, I mean, we can replace phones, but there's a lot of stuff you can't replace. It's that kind of stuff, if it's lost, I feel really sorry for the owners for, plus the violation of their car being smashed in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the monetary value of you know, that the handbag and the purse and everything that was in it, that's terrible.
You get over it, can't you? Yeah.
You can sort of get over that, all right. But I was talking to one of the family members yesterday morning, and she said that the victim was going around searching the bins around the town in Castlefin, looking just in case the phone was through into one of the bins, because she needs the phone for work. And I mean, that's a very sad reality, that somebody was doing that on a Sunday morning, walking around the bins looking for something that was discarded by thieves who broke into her car while she was at Mass. I mean, how low can you go?
It's not a once-off either. People have had cars broken in this year outside graveyards. The car parks at some of our beaches, have been spates of this type of crime. There are people doing this all the time. Unfortunately, this is not isolated. So we are going to have to say, look, before we get out of the car, we have to hide absolutely everything, or leave nothing in the car, or not give these people a single opportunity.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, there's been a number of incidents even in the last week or so, and I think you've dealt with them on your show, where we had the Prokill House down in St. Johnson. We had incidents in Manor and in Cunningham. We had a house up in Ahearn actually ransacked and robbed during daylight hours last Thursday, I think it was. So, I mean, there's obviously criminal elements out there, and we need to be taking those extra precautions just to make sure that we don't fall victim to any of this, because, look, it seems that these people were going into the car park and looking into the cars to see if there was anything, because it was obvious that the cars that they did target, they got something out of them. So they were obviously going around looking into the cars to see if there was anything in there that they could steal. So the best advice is to make sure that you don't leave anything valuable in your car, especially anything visible in your car. And secondly, I suppose, just to make an appeal to anyone who may have been in the area in Castlefin between 7 and 8 on Saturday evening, if they did see anything suspicious, just to pass that information over to the Gardaí, because I think we would all like to see these criminals brought to justice.